A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
G'day guys, here are three curated challenges from guests on previous episodes. First up, we have historical fiction author Shirley Novak.
There are three words that do not enter my vocabulary, and there should have, could have, and would have. You can never go back and change what's been. You can only look forward and move on from that. And I think should have, would have, and could have are very harmful. Don't ever have regret, because you learn from regret. People are also afraid to make mistakes, but you learn from mistakes. Just don't repeat them. And don't ever say, I can't. You can. At least try. The failure is in not trying. And that's been my motto pretty much all my life. I never say, if someone gives me a challenge to say, you'll never do this or you can't do that, that's the impetus for me to move forward and show them they're wrong. So even if you don't have that much self-confidence, work on it. And just say there's no failure than not trying. Better bigger than not trying.
Next up, we have intimacy expert April Brown.
So just because we're talking about play, the thing that just popped in my mind is, if you're out there and you think, I've been talking about all this play, go back and think about, what did I play with when I was a kid? What did I play with when I was a kid? And try to incorporate a part of that into your relationships.
Mm.
Yeah. So one of the things I used to play with is a lot of Barbies and all that kind of stuff. And of course I do therapy, but in the Barbies, they used to act out. Okay. And so one of the things that I've incorporated now for myself is I do improv. Yes, I take improv lessons, but I also incorporate that in my relationships. Sometimes you just be random people and we're just having a conversation about nothing. Yeah. And it's just very fun. And we laugh and all that kind of stuff. So that would be my challenge. And I know I've been talking about intimacy, and I'm also a mental health counselor. But when you're truly, fully present and you're playing, it decreases that anxiety, because anxiety is about worrying about the future and all that kind of stuff. And it decreases that depression of putting yourself down and just no energy. So try that exercise.
And finally, we have Chief of Staff Emily Sander.
Yes, I think I have three in mind. So the first one would be kind of on that failure loop piece. Ask the question, if I knew that I couldn't fail, what would I do? So if I knew that anything I started would be successful? I have to work and put in the time, but I know it's going to turn out. What would you do? What would you do differently than you are doing today? And then the second part of that would be, you know, take one step in that direction. So if you're thinking of starting a new business, then okay, you know, research that a bit, go to a networking event and learn more about that. Talk to a friend who's done something similar. So that's one, ask yourself that. Yeah. Second one would be, take inventory of your belief set. So your belief set, everyone is carrying around a belief set, and it's kind of like contact lenses in your eye. So you often forget that they're there, but they color or tint everything that you see. And so I often say, you know, people carry beliefs from their childhood, and, you know, we're just given those by circumstance and by our upbringing. And some of those serve us very well. Like if you were raised to have integrity and treat people with respect, like that's amazing. Like, you know, maybe keep those belief sets. If you had something that isn't serving you now, you might want to replace that. One of the easiest ways to do that is observe your behavior. So beliefs lead to feelings, and feelings lead to action. And so if you take the observable action or how you behaved and you reverse engineer that and say, okay, I did that in the meeting. What was I feeling right before I did that? And then, what did I have to believe about that situation for me to feel like that and do that? And so you kind of reverse engineer and go back to the root cause. So I love this. It'll literally change your world and change your lens. So it's a really useful thing people can do. The third one, I would say, you kind of mentioned this before, but setting some time aside a day, and it might be for a mindfulness practice. And you can call this whatever you want. Like you can go for a walk, you can do meditation, you can pray, whatever you want to call it. But setting some time aside where you just ground yourself and center yourself and get really present is important.
There you go, guys. If you have any feedback or you give any of those challenges a crack, please reach out on my website at danthomas.net. I'd love to hear from you. Thanks again. Catch you on the next episode.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com. Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.